As I was just reminded by Willie Hallahan, today is Sunday at the Travelers in Connecticut, what used to be known as the Sammy Davis Open, the Greater Hartford Open, now Travelers, and one of the big sporting events really in the Northeast. But right now it's time for Sporting a Cause, where we take a look at the different events that are coming up that are all sports-related and also fundraisers. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, we'll be talking about events both large and small this morning. Today, there's a lot going on. The Round Hill 98th Annual Highland Games are on at Lime Rock Park. The gate opens, well, right about now. The entry fee is $20 for adults, $15 for kids, and it's free for military folks, both active and veterans and their families, if you have an ID. excuse me. Also today, the Run with the Animals at Action Wildlife in Goshen. That race starts at 10. The proceeds go to the Northwest Connecticut YMCA for the purpose of providing assistance for families that can't afford memberships. And this is the first of a four-race series run through the autumn, sponsored by the Y. The next race is going to be in downtown Canaan in July at the end of Railroad Days, Canaan Railroad Days. A bit too late to enter, but also today is the Stissing Sprint Triathlon over in Pine Plains. The proceeds from this benefit the Pine Plains Recreation Department. And there are several times during the year I mentioned sprint triathlons for those who aren't familiar with what that means. Is it's a triathlon, like any of them. It's a three-stage event. There's always a swim. Sometimes it's a boating format. A swim, then a bike, and then or it finishes off with a run. The sprint version is a shortened version of, say, the Ironman triathlon. The swim is typically a half mile, 16, 17 mile bike, and then it's typical to have like a 5 mile run to finish off. Anyway, that's a sprint triathlon today. There'll be one later in the summer over in Sharon. Also today, there's time to get to this one, too, because I'm going. It's the final day of the Travelers Championship over at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell. It's well publicized, of course, in Connecticut. It's a huge deal in this part of the world. Many of the world's best golfers are there. And the great thing about going to a tournament like this on Sunday is, and especially at River Highlands, is that it's, I guess, a relatively easy course in professional circles. So there are a lot of low scores. Oftentimes there are people in contention to win right down to the wire, so there's oftentimes high drama on Sunday as you get to the 18th hole. The downside of going on Sunday is if one of your players that you want to see didn't make the cut, they're not there. You know, it's almost always a worry for Phil Mickelson because he doesn't make a lot of cuts. But anyway, he made the cut, so he'll be there today. But unfortunately, Ricky Fowler will not. And as it stands at the moment, Bubba Watson and Cramer Hickok are tied for the lead. I was 10, 11 under. So anyway, that's going to be fun to see. And keeping with the golf theme, tomorrow, Monday, is the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau Golf Tournament over at the gorgeous Torrington Country Club. This is the tournament's 23rd year, and I've actually played in it quite a few times. I'll be there Monday. The proceeds benefit the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, which provides free behavior health services for youngsters and their families throughout the Region 1 area. Wednesday would have been the date for the annual Immaculate Conception Church golf outing, but that's been canceled again for this year. I mentioned last week, I think it was, that an event takes a hit when it lapses for a year. If it lapses for 2 years, it can be a struggle to come back on the third year. And I hope they do come back and are successful. But it's one of quite a few events that have decided to cancel for two consecutive years. Starting July 1st. And running through the month of July is the Jug End Loop Ultra. It's billed as a semi-virtual event this year, and semi-virtual means that you have to run the event at the site. In this case, it's a Jug End State Reservation in Egremont, but you can run it whenever you want. during the, you have the whole month of July to do it. And man, they're not kidding when they call it an ultra race. This particular race is not a distance, but a time. You run around this loop, and you try to run it as many times as you can in 6 hours. It's got to be a brutal event. And like many of these virtual, semi-virtual events, you have the month to do it, and then log in your time. You can get the link at my website to see how you do that. And then, Marshall, we're on to 4th of July. Can you believe it? It's come up so fast. There's a Firecracker 5K. That's going to be run in Dalton, Mass. It's $25 per runner. It's organized by the Berkshire Running Center up there in Pittsfield. And this is actually a substitute race. It replaces the Berkshire Health System Independence Day race, which has been going on for years, and it's always been part of the 4th of July parade in Pittsfield. But the parade's canceled, and so is the race. So this Firecracker 5K is meant to give people something to do in the running world on the 4th. And also on the 4th is the run around the lake over at Lakeville Lake, Lake Winnetskopomek. This is a very informal race. You just show up. The race starts at 8. It starts right at the entrance gate to the Grove facility in Lakeville. There's no charge for it, but it will be timed. And it's just under 5 miles to run around the lake. And that takes us to the 4th of July holiday, Marshall.
And, you know, I there's two things I have to comment on. I used to go to the Travelers a lot. And what I loved about the Travelers is the practice tee the practice putting green basically splits where the first hole is on the right and the 18th hole is on the left. And I used to hang out there all day long.
Nice.
You'd be literally feet away from the golfers on the practice green. Yep. And then you could follow them over and watch them tee off on the first hole. And then go back over, see who's on the practice green. And if it wasn't anybody you wanted to see, by that time you could go sit up, especially on a Sunday, by the 18th, and get yourself a nice spot for the end of the tournament.
Yeah.
So I always loved the G. And, you know, it may be an easy course, but it's got two real hard holes in it. One is a par 4 that people always try to drive. But it's one of the most popular tour stops. They just
Which
love
hole
it.
Is that? Do you remember?
I forget which one it is, but it's a short par 4. It's 280 some yards, but the green is banked on each side, and it's a risk reward hole, and it's so the Travelers is a fun place to go. And as I said, the golfers like to go there. The only major golfer who hasn't golfed there, basically, is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He's the only one. Other than that, they like to go there. They like to play it because the crowds are big, and it's they treat the pros unbelievably.
Yeah, and the crowds are respectful there, and there's always drama. I mean, you can't have 160 some odd golfers, pros, going to a tournament. It doesn't matter where it is, without stories. You know, Bubba Watson had a great one the other day. He teed off on the second tee. I like to go and sit out by the second green. It's a short par 4, and it's a fun place to watch from. But he teed off the other day. He hit the ball almost 300 yards, but the head of his driver came off at the same time. And he still hit it 300 yards and birdied the hole. And I didn't hear where the head of his driver went, but I imagine it probably went as far as my average drive.
That's right.
And he's a co-leader now. So there's always stories, and it is kind of an intimate setting as much as a tournament can be. As you said, you can get up close and personal sometimes in some holes to the golfers. It's not like you have to stand 200 yards away from them.
And the 18th hole really showed other courses how to design stadium-style golf.
Yeah, yeah. And I've only been a couple times before, but the last time I went was in that big amphitheater that is the 18th hole. When Jordan Spieth blasted out of the sand trap and sunk it to win in sudden death, they tied at the end of 18. They went back and played the 18 again, sudden death. They tied again, so it was the second time they played the 18. So the crowds, no matter where they were, had time to gather on the 18th around the hole and down the fairway. Basically, anybody who came was standing as close as they could get. And when that ball dropped, the earth shook. Yeah. I've never experienced anything like it. The eruption from the crowd was like I've never experienced. But that was something to behold.
And you mentioned over the Torrington Country Club. I hate the par three that you shoot over a pond, it drops way down and then goes way up, and Route 4 is behind it.
Oh, I know that one.
And,
yeah.
And every time I ever played that hole, I had to use a three wood.
Yeah. Well, I'm a short hitter myself. You know, the guys bring out irons. I've got a wood, I've made peace with that. You know, there's no macho at work anymore.
Nope.
Not at my age.
No, nope. A three wood, I would just hit it, pop it up, and the three wood always got me either to the right or the left of the green.
Yep, there you go. It doesn't matter what club you use, as long as you get there, right?
As long as you get there. All right, Willie. Well, hey, we'll speak to you next week, and have fun out there at the Travelers today.
Okay, thanks, Marshall. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. William Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. Of course, the website is sportingacause.com.